Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. You can also view it via SuperiorClickToBid.com and on the Cowboy Channel with Superior Livestock. 168 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, over 100 registered Angus heifers and more. Call them for details, 405-350-0044, or go to the website to download a sale book, videos, and more, ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale, Saturday, April 21st. Yesterday, a good first day for the Oklahoma City Farm Show. It continues today, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 4 at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. One of the folks that we caught up with yesterday, Scott Biggs, State Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. He says FSA right now, focusing on making sure that folks have been hit hard by the wildfires of northwestern Oklahoma, fires that have now burned more than 350,000 acres in the last week. He wants those folks to understand that there are tools available to help them get back on their feet.
You're absolutely right, and we're seeing those acres go up every day, and that's unfortunate. But Oklahoma FSA is ready to step forward, just like a lot of other organizations are. Just happy to see like the Cattlemen's Association's already started up their exact same thing they did last year, the hay donations, financial donations. We've been very fortunate to partner with the Cattlemen's AFR Farm Bureau and hoping to hold a producer meeting next Tuesday in Woodward, their career tech, to start to put out there what we have available, the programs that are available for the livestock that's lost, for the fencing that's been damaged, for the hay that's burned up. We have a lot of programs that we want to be able to help these producers with.
Scott Biggs with the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. We are seeing a lot of folks step forward and voice support for the folks that have been hit hard by these wildfires. Express Ranches have got their grass time sale set for tomorrow at 12 noon, and they've decided that lot number one in their auction tomorrow, one of the top bulls that they'll be selling tomorrow, the proceeds from the sale of that bull will be donated entirely to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation Wildfire Relief Fund. By the way, the latest numbers on the fires were 45% contained on the Complex 34 fire in Woodward County. Over 67,000 acres burned in that fire. Over 280,000 acres have been burned now in the Ray fire, primarily in Dewey County, but starting to stick out over the edges in several other counties as well. It is now 15% contained, according to the Oklahoma Forestry Services. Biggest need of the ranchers in that area? Hay. You can help if you've got hay or you've got the ability to help transport some hay. Give the Woodward County Extension Office a call, 405-590-0106. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas, hopeful that the U.S. House will consider the 2018 Farm Bill next month. It's unknown if he can get enough Republican votes to get it passed, as Democrats are seemingly solidly against it. Nancy Pelosi, minority leader of the House, says the bill does not include enough support for ag producers and that the nutrition title proposals would waste taxpayer money and increase hunger and poverty. You've got farm news on Ron.
AFR Insurance is one of the top providers of auto, home, farm, and life insurance for rural and urban Oklahoma. And here's why. It's our service that sets us apart. Our claims department is known for prompt, fair, and friendly service. And that's what you should want and expect from an insurance company. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.